dire adventures of Biggles.
While Biggles and Ginge make an aerial reconnaissance of the islands in the Bahamas group, Algy and Bertie in Kingston follow their few leads to the missing papers. The results are discouraging. Von Stahlheim definitely has the photographs of the flamingos, and therefore may have identified Hagen's Island. Also, the Vega, Hagen's yacht, has disappeared. Meanwhile, hoping that Algy and Bertie are having some success, Biggles and Ginger carefully reconnoiter the island of Great Inagua.
That's the capital city, Matthewtown.
Oh, don't be funny. It's only a collection of hovels.
It seems to be the only place on the island where there's any habitation at all. According to my information, there's only a handful of Negroes on Inagua, and they all live at Matthewtown.
Well, they're welcome to it. I shan't try to shove them out.
We'll swing back over our tracks now. A quick flip across the island to verify what we've seen, and then Jamaica in time for dinner.
You know, I'd always thought of the Indies as being lush, tropical islands, full of life and colour. But this place is desolate.
Isn't it? About the only real colour is the flamingo colony.
And the blue of the water just off the coast. Must be very deep down there, Biggles.
Have a look at the chart.
Thousands of feet. Oh, I wouldn't like to touch bottom there.
The big lagoon is the only feature worth noting. What's it cover? Roughly two-thirds of the island?
More or less. Even that's pretty lifeless. It's like a... like an island of the dead.
Don't start that imagination of yours working. There's nothing wrong with Inagua, except that the soil is swampy and arid, and few people live there. There's no need to see spooks hovering about.
There could be. I say, that's a wreck down there, isn't it? That inlet, see?
Man-o-war Bay. Yes, in years gone by, some old ship was smashed up by a tropical storm. In years gone by. Spooks couldn't have survived as long as this.
All right, I'll stop seeing them. But that bay, man of war, you called it, didn't you?
That's what it says on the chart. I remember hearing about it in Kingston. There used to be a settlement there too, but it was deserted years ago. Even the houses seem to have crumbled away.
Yes, can't see any. But what interests me is the bay itself. That'd make quite a good anchorage for the kite, if we ever wanted to put down there.
Still certain that Inagua's the island we're looking for, are you, Ginge?
Well, it could be.
Of course it could. But apart from the flamingos, there's absolutely nothing to suggest that it is.
No, I suppose not.
But while the possibility remains, we'll keep our eyes open. Watch out very carefully as we go back over it, Ginge. We may have missed a few features on our first sweep.
Was Inagua.
And not a darn thing to help us locate the missing papers.
Except the flamingos.
Oh, yes. Yes, they were there. But I'll be more interested when I see them in a different setting. I want something definite to verify them as the birds Hagen saw.
It doesn't look as if we're going to find it today, though.
No. The afternoon hasn't been wasted, though. At least we've made a thorough examination of one possible island. We'll head for home now and continue the search tomorrow.
Biggles, how long do you think this job is going to take us?
I haven't a clue. Almost literally. But time doesn't worry me. Providing we take less than Von Stahlheim and his pals.
If they do happen to have a few clues, they might beat us to the punch. Without much to go on, we're liable to spend years searching each individual island that comes into view.
Aerial reconnaissance won't take so long. And that's where we have a distinct advantage over von Stahlhelm. He's stuck in Jamaica, while we are highly mobile.
Yes, it's the aerial business that started me thinking like this. I'm wondering if we'd do better searching the islands on ground level.
Well, that's not like you, Ginge. You usually pin your faith completely on your kites.
I was looking at that yacht sailing down there. While a boat like that wandered amongst the islands, you'd be able to examine all the features at eye level, as Hagen saw them.
What are you suggesting? That Hagen's sketch map is something we won't recognize from the air?
Or something like that. It's only a vague thought. The sight of the yacht put me onto it.
It isn't without a grain of sense, mind you. But that way we would spend years on the job. And we haven't years to waste with von Stahlhelm in the picture.
No, I suppose not.
Perhaps when we are more sure of the island we're looking for, a ground search would be worthwhile. But in the meantime, we'll stick to our usual posse, the air.
Hello, Algie. What ho, what ho, what ho, Bertie.
Good evening.
What? No ten tibbies today? You can't be well, Bertie.
To coin a phrase, Aldine, we Ulysses are not our usual selves. Old Algy's a bit different, too.
We thought you'd be bubbling over with all sorts of valuable information by now. As a matter of fact, we drew such a blank, we were more or less relying on you blokes.
No use relying on us. We do the right things, but we do them too darn late.
What's the matter, Algy? Something wrong?
It's not so much that something's wrong, old trout. It's simply that nothing's very well right.
It's von Stahlhelm.
Oh? What's he been up to?
Plenty. He's pipped us again.
Well, has this something to do with the Vega? You were going to search the yacht, weren't you?
We'll come to that. First, we followed an idea about the photographs.
The flamingo photos? Those Hagen was to bring back for Evans?
Yes. We found the chemist who developed them.
Hagen did have them developed, then?
No. Von Stahlhelm did.
What? I see. There's no doubt of that?
None at all. He picked them up from the chemist during the last few days. He even used his phony name, Stahlhelm.
Can't say I like that much. We suspected it, of course. But if it's definite von Stahlhelm has those photos...
It means he might be able to identify the Bally Island, what?
If the photos were good enough and show sufficient detail, he might.
But how could he get there? He and his pals are in hiding from the police here on Jamaica.
Is he? We haven't told you all yet, old trout.
The Vega's gone.
Hagen's yacht?
Yes, it's disappeared.
But what can have happened to it? Yachts don't just disappear.
Disappeared's the wrong word, old sausage. The belly thing was pinched.
You mean von Stahlhelm's taken it?
Of course he has. The photos gave him the clue to Hagen's island, so he and his pals stole the yacht to take them to it. By now, they'll be well on their way.
Any proof that von Stahlhelm took it?
None. But isn't it obvious?
It's likely. But at the same time, we might be led off the scent if we jump to conclusions. I'm going to make sure first that the crooks aren't still in Jamaica.
But how can you tell that? Even if they are here, they'll be hiding.
Summer's had search parties out today. If our friends have left Jamaica, it's likely that the police will know something about it. Are the reports in yet, Colonel?
Most of them, Bigglesworth. We've had parties work through a wide semicircle round Kingston. In all, my men have searched an area about 20 miles wide by 20 miles deep.
I doubt if the crooks would have moved further afield than that.
Of course they wouldn't. They're interested in the same affair as yourselves, and that is centered around Hagen's house at Tew's Anchorage.
No luck, I take it?
None. Sergeant Haymans was in charge of the party, searching in the vicinity of Rumkeg Haven. He's certain that the crooks aren't there.
Well, that seems to confirm what we suspect.
What's that?
That they've stolen the Vega and made off in her.
The Vega? Is she gone?
Afraid so. It looks black, doesn't it?
My word, it does. And particularly as that ties up with the one speck of information we picked up today.
You did learn something?
Very little. I dismissed it at the time, but now I'm not sure. Haymans called at Napoleon Morgan's house again. He thought he might learn something from Josephine. She's the Negro woman who's looking after it.
I remember. What did she say?
She laughed at Haymans. Told him he had no chance of ever catching Morgan now. She said he was too smart for the police and had escaped from Jamaica.
By jingo, that does confirm it. The woman was speaking the truth.
She must have been. Haymans and I put it down to bravado and lies. But she must have known about the yacht.
Good grief, what a fool, what a fool!
I beg your pardon?
I'm talking about myself. The yacht. They've gone in a yacht.
That's what you've been harping on.
I think I saw it this afternoon.
Did you, by Jove?
Coming back from Inagua, we spotted it bearing northeast. We didn't give much thought to it at the time, but now I'm sure it was the Vega.
Confound it! If you'd only guessed, you could have held it up.
We can still. As those three men are wanted by the police, could you detail a man to go with me?
What are you talking about? Go where?
To find the Vega. Dusk's coming on, but if we give the plane full bore, we might just reach the yacht before dark. And when we do, Messrs. Zolotov, von Stahlhein, and Morgan are going to be very sorry they stole it. There it is. Are you sure it's a yacht? It's becoming confoundedly dark now.
Yes, it is. And this is almost exactly where you calculated we'd catch up with her.
Right. Hop aft and tell Ginge to be ready to ferry Tony Haymans across in the dinghy. Then bring the Wren up here.
We're going down?
Yes, we're going to indulge in some modern-day piracy on the high seas.
Biggle's face is grim as he drops the amphibian's nose towards the ocean. Will he and his party succeed in capturing the Vega? Has von Stahlhein the information necessary to locate the missing papers? Don't miss the excitement in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.